Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny。 那现在天气渐凉啊，我和 Jason 今天要暖暖大家的心和肠胃，我们要说说火锅。
Yes, the wonderful hot pot.
对，其实我们节目这个十多年来的历史，我们之前做过好几期火锅的节目，然后是百试不爽。People who doesn't love hot pot, right?
Yeah, I'm not surprised that hot pot is a popular topic. At least for me, it's one of the best meals ever.
对，但是今天呢，我们不会跟大家具体说那些汤底啊，还有涮的东西。之前的节目都有做过，大家可以去搜啊。我们今天要说说非常成功的一个火锅品牌，那就是
海底捞。
对，因为海底捞呢，它其实出海已经很久了，好多年了，但是它去年今年是大铺这个北美市场啊，美国啊，加拿大这两个国家。
Yeah, this hot pot place has made its way around the world. That has to tell you something, right, about how awesome their hot pot must be.
对，那今天呢，我们就要分享一些海底捞它出海非常成功的一些要素。我觉得所有的这些 key success factors 对我们中国的消费者熟悉海底捞的肯定是不陌生的。比如说，你可以做指甲啦，等的时候。
Yes, you can even get a manicure at a hot pot place. I think to an American, that sounds pretty crazy, but also kind of awesome.
对对对，但是大家知道吗？海底捞到美国和加拿大，它就不能给你提供免费美甲服务，因为这两个地方，你作为一个注册为餐饮的企业，这个 location， 你如果想要提供这个等位收免费美甲，你还要去拿另外一张 license， 那个执照。你要是一个美容院，一个美甲店 ，so you know， 海底捞出海也很不容易。
Yeah, I think the government regulators were probably scratching their heads wondering what's going on. They want to have a hot pot place with manicures?
对 nevertheless, 但海底捞还是 I think they pretty much cracked something 啊，就是已经琢磨出来了，在不同的海外市场，就是还是有一些很localized, 很适合当地市场的一些运营方法。
Yeah, they found a way to crack the Western market, right? To get into the Western market successfully.
对。好，那我们今天分享 top 5最重要的海底捞出海成功秘诀啊，大家会学到很多非常棒的商务英语，然后也是非常多的能够形容很出色、很优异表现的一些词。第一点就是海底捞立足之本之一呢，就是特别特别棒、特别特别优秀的客户体验、顾客用餐服务啊，它不光是 excellent， 是吧？
Yeah, this is even better than excellent. It's exceptional customer service.
Exceptional 来自于一个名词叫 exception， 那个意思就是例外的。那所以一个东西它如果变成 exceptional 了呢，就是很多人可能你 99% 的 competitors 竞争对手都没有的，只有你有，是吧？
Yeah, it's something really special about you or your company or your service.
Yeah, 就不光是 outstanding 了，你是最最 outstanding 的，最最 top tier 的。
Yeah, when I hear exceptional, I think really top of the list.
哦，对，诶，其实讲到那个什么 top tier, top of the list, 然后我们也经常用一个说法是 top notch, 是吧？
Yeah, I imagine this one comes from the idea of like a notch in, which means like cutting out a small piece of something. So it's like you have all these notches in a ranking in a tall board or something. And at the very top, the top notch is this customer service or this whatever.
对，因为海底捞就是很宠顾客嘛，会说 they really try to spoil or they really try to wow their customers.
Yeah, you almost feel like you're like an emperor or something like that there.
Princess, 这样对，刚刚说的这 spoil 就宠，对吧？然后还有 they try to wow their customers. 这个 wow 很有意思哦。
对 ，normally we say wow, right? It's just an exclamation, wow. But if you're going to use it like this and you say they want to wow their customers, right? It means you want to make your customers feel that feeling that they feel when they say wow about something.
对对，所以它是可以作为一个动词来使用的啊。So you know they really go above and beyond to deliver that service. 就像前面说的很有名的，有 manicure free manicure service 美甲服务，对吧？然后还有 ，you know I've always loved the free snacks they give out. 海底捞那些小零食。
Yeah, they have really good stuff, right? And that's great because if it's a popular restaurant, you're going to be waiting. And so you're waiting there getting tasty snacks. That sounds like a win-win to me.
对，现在很多店不等位的时候，我们已经坐在位子上了，然后还给我们小零食，说可以带回家吃。
Oh yeah, my son, every single time there's some free candy at the counter when we're paying the bill, right? He likes to take one.
对，我觉得他还有很多是那种非常贴心的服务，因为火锅总归会有点味道嘛。So as soon as you sit down, 他们就会把你的衣服啊就给你套起来，然后人手机给你一个套子，不然那个汤咕噜咕噜搞到手机上面。
Yeah, you have the 火锅 way, right? You leave the 火锅 place and your jacket smells like hot pot.
他就会给你这种 coat, like clothes covers, phone covers. 然后我有一次到一个韩国烤肉店，它有一个是 LG 还是三星的，就是一个柜子，就把你衣服先放在里面。他说他这个柜子是给你衣服杀菌消毒，然后还会有香气。So not only will your clothes not get stenched, your clothes will smell better and it's almost like being dry cleaned.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that is definitely going above and beyond, right?
对，就我给海底捞可以建议一下。So if you work for 海底捞，我们听众里面有的话，可以 add to the, you know, wow customer wish list.
Yeah, yes.
对，好，那除了这个 exceptional service 之外，吃火锅，特别到海底捞吃火锅，是一件很快乐的事情，很喜悦的事情。
Yeah, that's right. It's a really interactive dining experience, right?
对，你说这个 interactive 互动啊，我觉得不光是你和跟你一起去吃的人，大家肯定有互动嘛，一起涮啊，一起什么，还有就是跟他们的 staff, 他们的 waiters and waitresses 也是有很多 interaction.
Yeah, they'll even come over and like do the crazy noodle dance thing, right? Where they spin the noodles around and show you how they're made.
对，那个我们等一下说啊，它就有很多就是 live action, entertainment 在餐厅里面。那我觉得整个吃火锅吧，对我来说它就像一个 event, you know, like going to a concert 的那种，就特别兴奋。
Yeah, for me, I feel like hot pot meals are the closest thing to like an American holiday meal with my family, right?
啊，你说的就像过节，什么感恩节、圣诞节，大家家庭聚餐是吧
？Yeah, everybody's together, and you're all kind of eating the same thing together.
对，就是我觉得海底捞它就会 they want to bring people together, 因为火锅本身就是很 communal 的，集体大家一起吃，是吧
？Yeah, it's a very warm kind of feeling, right? Literally and emotionally.
Exactly. 对，但是它虽然是 communal, but the beauty is 你又能自己按照你这个喜好来弄。
Yeah, it's something that you can customize for yourself, for your family, and kind of eat any way you like, right?
对啊，比如说现在九宫格嘛 ,you can choose up to like 9 different kinds of broth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 这个九宫格看着也很漂亮，很适合拍照。就是你汤一桌人什么两个人啊四个人你就可以搞完全不一样的几种汤 Not to mention all the ingredients, right? What you put in it.
Yeah, like not only is everybody eating together, but they get to eat whatever they individually want to eat, right? So it's perfect.
对，其实讲到这个 ingredients, 我觉得海底捞它之所以能成为中国也是全球最大的这个 hot pot chain, 就是因为它的食材都很新鲜嘛，然后就高品质。
Yeah, they have very high quality ingredients, right?
嗯，对，这个 high quality 除了是一个名词，然后呢，你如果把这两个词当中加一个连字符啊，中间的那个一横 ，it becomes one word, an adjective.
Yeah, that's right. You can say high quality ingredients, high quality restaurant.
对，而且火锅这个因为你自己煮嘛，所以它拿上来的东西都是 it looks so fresh, and because they are actually very fresh, right?
Yeah, for them it must be a challenge, right? They're giving the customers raw ingredients, so you want to make sure they look really nice and they're actually really fresh.
哦，他们的这个品控啊 ，quality control 是非常好，然后整个的 logistics central kitchen 这种配菜，所以他才能 ensure every location has this consistency, right? 不是说可能在纽约的是这样的，在 LA 的是那样的。
Yeah, you want to make sure that no matter where they are, if they go to Haidilao, they have the same awesome experience with those ingredients.
对，而且你如果吃很重油的，然后吃很多的肉类 ，maybe that's not the healthiest。但其实我觉得本身它是一个可以很健康的一种饮食方法。
Yeah, that's why it's so awesome, right? You can have two people eating hot pot together, one who wants to eat whatever they want, super unhealthy.
大鱼大肉。
对, all the meat, no vegetables. And then you can have somebody who, you know, eats more healthy and only chooses vegetables and tofu and stuff.
对，然后特别因为海底捞它刚在美国开的也都是大城市沿岸 East West Coast, 然后中国人亚洲人多的地方。这些美国的市场 customers, 特别他要就是 branch out of the Chinese community, 现在白人啊黑人啊 Hispanic 都很喜欢嘛。因为这些市场的消费者 diners, 他们对健康也是很有意识的是吧？
Yeah, they tend to be very health conscious, right? So even if they don't eat healthy, the fact that Heidi Lau is showing off how healthy it is, it's a very appealing, I think, to customers.
这 appealing 就是 attractive 的意思是吧？
对。
就更高级，所以 we want to appeal to a wider segment of customers. So,
yes.
Yeah, 对 that's our unique brand appeal, 你都可以这样讲。
Yeah, and they've even taken it one step further and localized some of these tastes for the Western market, right?
对，就是对于任何品牌的 global strategy, 对吧？全球化的这种出海策略，这个都是 key. Like, how do you maintain what has made you successful in your home market? 肯定是有一些特别站得住脚的东西，但是你到每一个不同的海外市场，当地又有一些东西你是必须要考虑的，你是要 deliver 的。
Yeah, like, for example, in the West, you almost always have to have a vegetarian, vegan, or even like a gluten-free option on the menu.
对，特别你说的这个 vegetarian, 因为我们在中国海底捞也有很多嘛，你那个素汤底啊，或者点素菜。但是像 vegan, 特别在美国和加拿大的，对，海底捞它都会有，就是我们以前节目也说过 ,it's like totally plant-based, 就是不光是没有肉，它是不含任何动物啊，还有奶制品的。
对 ,no chicken stock in the broth, right? No eggs.
对对对，然后还有北美有很多人是要那个无麸质的饮食。
Yes, gluten free.
我觉得无麸质的面真的是不太好吃。
Yeah, I don't even know about those noodles. I don't think I've ever had them myself.
但你看像那个面筋对吧？面筋 is just gluten.
Just straight gluten.
对对对好然后很多 dipping sauce 啊还有 broth 就是在北美它也会有一些当地市场会喜欢的口味比如它的辣酱里面会有一些美国人喜欢的辣酱就是它那种风格是比较墨西哥的那种是吧 jalapeno 啊之类的
interesting nice those are probably pretty tasty just at least as long as they're not ketchup right that would be gross
好那最后要说的一点海底捞就是你刚刚说的你点一个手工拉面不仅这个拉面师傅来给你拉拉的时候还跳舞还把那个面就是丢的到处都是。
These are some very hardworking waiters and servers at 海底捞 right?
但他这现在就是成为海底捞的一个 major appeal 啊你刚刚说的吸引力因为现在海底捞它不同的门店他们也都很 competitive 嘛都想要自己门店业绩更好 So they have their own like TikTok and Instagram accounts 然后他就会让他们很有表演天赋的那些 wait staff 他们就会拍很多的短视频然后会跳科目三啊或者各种各样的 like TikTok dance 然后就说 Oh, come and see us in this 海底捞
Oh man, that is some masterful modern day marketing right there
对现在没办法就是你看卷到国外去了在国外也变那么卷 Yeah So it is, I think, a very entertaining dining experience
Yeah, it's something you're not going to forget, right? You go to eat, but you have all these other entertaining experiences when you're there, and that makes it so memorable.
对，然后你过生日呢，他们还会来跟你啊 ，surprise you, like wow you with a dance and a song, 而且就是很投入的那种，就不是光放个录音啊那样。
Oh, wow. 那生日的时候可以免费吃吗？
不是，你注册会员好像生日是会有一些折扣的。
Oh, nice, yeah. nice.
Well, you don't have the membership yet. 你赶快去弄一个。
好，赶快，我生日还要半年。
注册会员积分。而且我真的很喜欢海底捞，特别那些服务员呢，就是我感觉他们都特别的真心，很真诚。然后 ，you know, they really love their job. They really love wowing their customers.
Yeah, that was my experience too. The people there just kind of chat more and are more entertaining themselves, right?
对，就不像有些高级餐饮，对吧？那种 exceptional experience, 但可能他们是很正经的。Like, they are so formal, they wouldn't, like,、yeah. 给你跳科目三啊什么。就我觉得在海底捞每次那个 waitstaff, 我都觉得哎呦，他们特别可爱。Like, they're just so authentic, so genuine.
Yeah, so personal, right?
对对对 that's the key, very personal.
Yeah, and I think previous to Heidi Lau, like Chinese service at a restaurant wasn't really famous for being super good or anything, right, too. So I feel like this really helped boost their brand.
对比较老的比较传统的在海外的 Chinese restaurants, people love them for their no fuss service, 对吧
Yeah.
什么广东馆子啊点心啊里面啊很吵然后服务员就是速度非常快很利落。They're very efficient. It's a different kind of thing.
Yeah, this is totally different from what people are used to with Chinese food in the West.
对，而且我觉得特别开心的就是很多像海底捞啊，还有各种各样的品牌就出海了，然后也有很多新移民在国外又开出很多好的这种餐饮品牌。So overall, they are really changing overseas consumers' perception of Chinese restaurants, Chinese products.是一个那么好的而且还有一点很重要是一个性价比很高的体验。
Yeah, even with all that awesome quality, those memorable experiences, it's still not that expensive.
对其实除了海底捞还有很多很多不同行业的品牌。在国外不仅是我们这些新移民、we love them. They really give us a sense of home away from home. 你到一个海底捞你会发现有很多非中国人的用户。有很多非中国人的客人在就餐 and they're loving it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, right? It's letting the world enjoy hot pot.
对啊你看这种文化输出多么的好 and hot pot really brings people together.
Yeah, now it's doing it on a global scale.
对好那我们今天的节目就到这儿然后讲到中国品牌中国企业出海啊，大家还想听我们聊聊什么在国外成功的品牌 Hey, maybe Temu 就是拼多多的这个海外版
Yes, Temu is another really famous one lately
Oh, they're everywhere
Everywhere
在北美现在真的是 market penetration 是非常高的。好，如果你想听的话，或者你有其他的建议，都可以在留言专区跟我们分享。
That's right， 下次请你吃火锅。
好啊，你要请人家，你先注册个会员，好吧，比较划算。
哦、oh, ，对对对对对对，That's right。
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿 ，and we look forward to seeing you next time。